Who is it?
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. I am joined in studio by Eric Hicks. He is the Chief Development Officer with Metro Caring. Metro Caring is a group that is here in the Denver metro area, and they have a mission and a goal. It's ending hunger at its root. Welcome, Eric.
All right, thank you, Mindy.
So there's a few things going on. There is a voting coming up starting April 24th?
April 24th, correct. So Metro Caring is pleased to announce that we are the finalists for a national award from the Opus Group. And the award is, the official award name is the Jerry Raunhorst Building Community Award, and it's named after the Opus Group's founder. And the award is spectacular for us, and we're really excited. It's it is a $65,000 award to the winning organization, and the organization who will win is really who receives the most votes online. And we're really excited about the award. We're really excited about everyone voting for the award and going online to vote for Metro Caring. We're one of eight finalists. We're the only finalists in the state. We have a lot of organizational ties, and we would love for everyone, and ties within the community, and we would love for everyone, if you're hearing about us, just to vote for Metro Caring and help us secure this award, where it will go to helping fund Metro Caring's the organization and our program.
Great. And you know, we're hoping people will get out and vote, but I do have a couple questions for you. What exactly is Metro Caring? I know that, you know, I was doing some reading, but you know, if I'm listening, I'm like, okay, who is Metro Caring? Why would I care to vote? You know, I know you all are, your phrase is that ending hunger at its root. And so what is that exactly, and what exactly is Metro Caring about?
We're an anti-hunger organization that meets people's immediate food needs while also offering comprehensive wraparound programming for individuals and families. And Mindy, I know that's a mouthful, but what I will say, that ultimately our goal is, and our mission is, to end hunger at its root, which is poverty. We know that hunger is just a symptom of a greater issue in this state, in this nation, and that's poverty. And one thing that we want to address is, while we're meeting an individual's short-term needs, we're also addressing their long-term sustainability.
Okay. Now, also, my other question is, how is it just for like a certain bracket or age group, or is it, you know, is it for if I'm a single mom or a single dad, or if I'm homeless, or how do you all make any determinations, or can someone just show up and say, I'm hungry and I have a need?
Sure. Anyone can access Metro Caring services. We're open to everyone, and we have, you name it. We have anyone from a single parent who walks through our doors, to service vets, college students, to young professionals who are struggling to make ends meet. So we are, our doors are open, and we welcome anyone, because we understand that everyone is in a peculiar space in their life, and everyone's on their own path, and we want to make sure that we meet them there with respect.
Now, I know you all have some different services that you offer. There's the Spanish cooking classes, there's the diabetes self-management, there's cooking education. You're offering services, but let's say if I show up and I'm like, okay, I'm homeless and I'm hungry, or different things, are there maybe referrals as well that people can get, where they can, you know, maybe find jobs or places to stay for the evening, or, you know, just different things like that, so they can kind of start to work on ending the cycle of hunger?
Sure. And I mentioned the wraparound piece, and it's important to note that everyone that comes in, we do sit down with extensively, and meet their greater needs, resources. I spoke of poverty earlier, and one thing that we have noticed, a trend, Metro Caring began in the early 1970s. When we began, we were really a stopgap. We were established by a collection of churches, mm-hmm. who really just saw a need in the community and started providing food for individuals. But we started seeing a trend, quite frankly, from the 70s. And from decade to decade, we saw more and more people not using us as a stopgap, but frankly, they were coming to us for months and even years at a time. And when people come to us now, we, as I mentioned, want to buck that trend. So when they sit down with us before they go in our fresh foods market, which looks much like a grocery store,
when you walk in,
when they walk, before they walk in, we really sit down with them and talk to them about the resources that the other resources that they need. And unfortunately, when someone comes to us in need of food, unfortunately, food isn't the only resource that they need. So we do offer nutrition classes. We do offer diabetes self-management classes, as well as some family cooking classes. And we have job training as well for individuals who would like to engage or jump back into the workforce.
Okay, now I do have a question. You've mentioned the term stopgap. What is that?
So when I talk about a stopgap, and when we began, it was really for people who fell upon hard times and maybe lost their job, but were going to get back on their feet. And the stopgap really served as a tool and for them once they fell upon hard times to receive those services, get back on their feet, and then those services may not have been no longer needed. Unfortunately, like I mentioned, that's we see more and more that that's just not the case when families and individuals walk through our doors.
What type of impact have you all seen that this has made in the community, actually?
Sure. And it's important to note that as we move forward, we want to make sure as an organization that we don't do anything without the community's input. So the community definitely has input in the programs that are put forth by Metro Caring, but we also are looking and are always active in looking for community leaders. We really want to build civic engagement, and we know that there are leaders and people who are in the community. We are in the heart of Denver, right on 18th and Downing. We know that there are people in the community that are leaders, that are professionals and have skills all of their own. And we're not the end all be all by any means. We know that whatever we do, we have to do with the community. And we want to shift that thinking from doing for to doing with.
So I'll just use myself. So let's just say I've been there and, you know, I've gotten assistance, different things. Could someone like me come back and help and volunteer and give as well, or is that encouraged?
Well, that's one of the best parts. Last year we were able to have over 4,000 volunteers assist us in programs, and it's an astronomical number, and we really couldn't provide the services that we provide without those volunteers. But the great thing about it is that a good portion of those volunteers are also participants or former participants in our programs. So they can come back and give back to the community and give back to an organization that they once had to receive services from or are still currently receiving services from. So yes, Mindy, if you were a former participant or a current one, you would still be able to come and volunteer at the organization at Metro Caring.
Okay, and you've mentioned, you know, we talked about classes, different things like that. There's kids classes, you know, family cooking classes and stuff like that.
Yes.
Is there a fee or is that all free, those classes, or how does that work?
Everything that Metro Caring offers is free of charge. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we work and provide programs for the community free of charge.
Okay, and going back to ending hunger at its root, I don't know if we might have talked about this, but why does that phrase exist? And basically, what's the purpose or goal behind that term, that phrase?
Sure, and one thing that we talk about, and as a nonprofit, as a charity, one thing we talk about is that we provide services that hopefully we won't have to in 5 to 10 years. Hopefully we won't be around. We'll essentially work ourselves out of a job, so to speak. And that's something that we all envision and is our goal, but we know that we have a serious issue to combat. There are people who are working full-time jobs. There are people who are working 2 or 3 jobs and still not able to make ends meet. And Mindy, I know I come from one of those families. My mother worked her behind off as a single parent, and she still wasn't able to make ends meet. And my mom really tried to figure out which day of the week She could take off. She only took off one day a week. She worked Monday through Friday and then Sunday. She kept Saturdays off, and she kept Saturdays off because there was a food pantry in our neighborhood, which is very close to Metro Caring. I grew up in the Five Points area, but there was a food pantry in our neighborhood where my mother had to go every Saturday, and the reason she kept that Saturday off was because that was the only day that the food pantry was open. So here's my mom working 6 days a week, raising three boys, and really just still wasn't able to make ends meet and had to work around her schedule in order to put food on the table and put an adequate amount of food on the table. So we know that though there are people that are still out there.
Yes.
I don't want to tell you how long ago that was. I don't want to give you my age here, but we do know that, you know, after a few decades that is still taking place, and where we really want to combat that and make sure that we're working with the community to combat that.
And I like that because you are giving back, you know, and I like that cycle of giving back in certain things. You know, I lived in a lot of foster homes and group homes when I was growing up. So I always like to give, you know, in certain ways to kids who are less fortunate in different things like that, or have had, you know, because it does. I think when you go through something like that,
yes,
then you have more of an appreciation for it. So to hear that, you know, you had to use a food pantry when you were growing up and now to give back in this way with Metro Caring, that's a really good thing.
Yeah.
So what kind of, you know, basically, what message would you all like the community to know regarding Metro Caring?
Well, first that we understand that, you know, we have been in existence since the 70s, but we do understand that we're still a work in progress and we're still working with the community and throughout the city and combating a lot of the issues that that individuals face, individuals and families face. So we're always, our doors are always open for anyone to come in and access our services or provide information to us that can help us better learn with and work with the community. And then as I mentioned, none of it can be done without, you know, our wonderful volunteer community. Mm-hmm. Our volunteer community is more than 4,000 strong, and they provide such a help for us throughout the year and throughout each of our programs. So I think that community aspect is something that if I had to be asked one thing, that's the big takeaway, is the community aspect of Metro Caring.
Okay. Now, is there a telephone number that if someone needs help or would like to give, or also to, do you have a website address that somebody can go to, if, you know, if they want to volunteer or if they're finding that they need assistance, you know, they need a stopgap, so to speak?
Sure, Mindy. The direct line at Metro Caring is 303-860-7200. And for any information online, you can search us at www.metrocaring, that's CARING.org.
Okay, and if I want more information about the voting, do I go to the same website or is there a different website or a website
so
address?
The voting information will be placed on Metro Caring's website as well as Kuvo's website. As I mentioned, you can do this from any device. You can only vote once from a device. So I know me, I'm going to vote from my work computer, my house computer, as well as my as well as my phone. But it is a one-time voting process from each device, and you can go on and find the website, and that is www.opus.group.com/building community award. The voting opens on at 9 a.m. on April 24th, and it closes at 3 p.m. May 4th. Both of those times are central.
Great. Well, best of luck to you all, Eric. Thank you so much for stopping by today and talking to us, and great to get the word out. And everybody, do your diligence and go vote.
Yes, go vote. Thank you.
Thank you.